I was living in ignorant bliss, till I learned I could be more than this. And you know, in a way, I owe it all to you. I thought losing your love was a blow I could never withstand. And look how far I have come without anyone holding my hand.
Welcome to Community Voices. My name is Lizzie Roars, and today I am joined in the studio by some of the cast and staff of the Muni production of Legally Blonde. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell
Sure.
us what you do in the show?
I am Craig McFarland. I'm the apprentice director for the production.
My name is Zoe Zara, and I play Elle Woods.
And I am Lindsay Rudd, and I am playing Vivian Kensington.
Many people are probably familiar with Legally Blonde because of the movies.
Yes.
So can you speak to a little bit of how the stage production is different from the movie production?
Sure. So the stage production, the general plot and storyline is essentially the same as the movie. It's just kind of extended. You get to know the characters a little bit better. You get to know the story a little bit better. So it still follows Elle Woods in her journey to win back her love at Harvard Law and everything that kind of unfolds and happens there. There's just a little bit more to it than what you get to see in the movie.
And what's great is it's all done with this powerful and high-energy pop musical style. So there are some wonderful songs. I enjoy the movie, but I absolutely love the musical. It's, to me, it gives you that look into the characters, but also allows you to just really enjoy yourself and get wrapped up in the music. You'll be toe-tapping the whole way home.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose I'm a little ashamed to admit I've never actually seen the movie Legally Blonde. So could you run us through just a synopsis of the plot real quick?
Legally Blonde follows Elle Woods. She starts out as a senior at UCLA, just finishing up. She kind of has this like cookie cutter, stereotypical, almost like Valley Girl kind of life that she's leading. She's got the handsome boyfriend that she assumes she's going to marry, have kids, and just live this perfect little life. She's thrown a huge curveball totally just upheaves her life, and she decides to go to Harvard Law, because that's what you do when your life gets turned upside down, is you go to Harvard, I guess. But she is amazing and makes it into Harvard, where she meets a whole new slew of characters and new challenges. And so it just kind of Elle's growth through time with all of those challenges that she faces and how she overcomes the stereotypes, the academic challenges, and all of the above.
So it's kind of a cool empowerment story for this
Absolutely.
Sort of Valley Girl.
So empowering. Love it.
What brought Legally Blonde to the Muni this summer? I mean, why now?
I think it's the perfect time for it. I mean, with everything going on in our society and our culture right now, I think it's a great story for that female empowerment piece. You know, I mean, this is, it's interesting. I was talking to some of the male cast members last night, and one of them said, you know, I don't sing as often as I thought I did, because we went through an orchestra rehearsal recently, and he was quiet for some large portion of it. And I was like, you know, this isn't your show. That's why, you know, this isn't, this is really truly that female empowerment type of musical, and it's done in such a way that's incredible. These women are just so powerful, and it comes across as such a high energy, wonderful show for them, and it's perfect time for it.
Once they started putting up the pictures where it's the three characters whose shows aren't on, sort of watching the character,
yes.
I'm like, oh, it's all women's musicals.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think we see a lot that a lot of musicals are, even though they're thought of as very feminine and kind of girly things, they're usually it's a lot more male roles than it is female roles. But that seems to be really the opposite for the Muni this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the summer of women for sure.
What has it been like to bring Elle Woods to the Muni stage? What's it like to study that kind of character?
Oh, it has been just the most wonderful experience from the day we got our scripts through all of the rehearsals and just kind of embodying her. Elle Woods was absolutely who I needed to have in my life at this point. And so it's just been, she's so positive and uplifting and kind-hearted and just the type of person that we need more of in this world. And so it's been really refreshing to get to kind of live in her brain a little bit for the last couple months.
And what's perfect is Zoe in many ways embodies some of those same traits that Elle has. Someone that just, regardless of what's going on, you always have a smile on your face, such a strong person, and such a kind and giving person as well. It's just a perfect match.
Thanks, Craig.
So what's it been like to direct a show like this?
Well, this is my first time on staff, so I get to see it from the other side. And it's been really interesting all the way from the auditions to this point to just keep learn and to suck up some of that information, because we've got a wonderful director, Anna Meisenbacher. She's starred at the Muni numerous times and put on some amazing shows out there. And then also the rest of the staff, from Corey Blissett, the assistant director, to Mary Kate Smith and Julie Ratz, they all are wonderful people in their own right to perform. And so it's great to be able to learn from them and to kind of go from there. One of the biggest things I would say I learned from this process is the audition process is a lot less intimidating than you make it out to be, because we are all there for you. So if you've ever thought about going out for a Muni show, do it, because all the staff really want to see you succeed. But it's been great to just learn and to be able to see these fine people come to life with these characters.
So as a question for all of you, what brought you to the Springfield Muni Opera? Where did you get your start?
My first show was back in 2003. I actually auditioned for the first time in 98 for The Sound of Music when I was 5. Didn't make it, had no clue what I was doing anyway. But my dad decided to audition as an adult, so those auditions happened first. And he was cast in Titanic and The Wizard of Oz. So then I auditioned for The Wizard of Oz. We thought that would be a great way to get started. Wound up getting cast. I actually then wound up taking voice lessons from that director for like the next 10 years, and just, you know, they say you got bit by the theater bug, and that's really what happened, and it was a whole family thing. My mom was eventually put on the board. My brother, when he was old enough, he started auditioning, so it was, that's where we spent our summers.
I started going to Muni shows when I was, I think, about 5 or 6 years old. My first one was Cinderella, and I was just captivated, and I knew then that someday I wanted to be on that stage. So summer before, I think, my fourth grade year in 2002, they were doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I had already been in that show for my school district and loved it, and so my best friend and I decided that we were going to go audition together, and I got cast and had my first experience, and then I took about 5 years off. I was a competitive dancer when I was younger, so I spent a lot of my summers doing that. But in 2007, I returned to the stage in Peter Pan, which is where I met Lindsay, and I have been involved every summer since.
My wife and I are originally from the Quad City area, and so I came down here for school. She came down here when she found a great job opportunity, and our plan was to maybe consider leaving Springfield after I was done with grad school here, and then we got cast in Seussical in 2010, and it seems silly to say this, but really that's the reason why we're still here. The amount of people that you meet in the Springfield theater community just become the best friends to you, and such wonderful people that are involved in every aspect of putting on a show. And so Muni's a major reason why we decided to stick around in the area and buy a house here and raise our child here, because it's just such a loving community that you're a part of. It really is a family.
I've heard before about the magic of the Muni family, that, you know, it's not just on stage, it's friendships that you carry outside of that as well. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's really what's kept you in theater here in Springfield?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's also the talent in this area is incredible. Because of that family environment, I think you're raised sort of like Lindsay and Zoe were, in this environment where you go and do voice lessons, you go and do acting lessons. And so truly, it is just some amazing talent that we put up on stage. It's community theater, but I don't know that anybody in this community quite understands how marvelous these actors are, because it's just not something that's common in a town this size to have such quality and amazing performers on every level, from the ensemble all the way up to the leads. Just incredible people to be involved with.
And as our sort of last question here, what are you guys the most excited about for the show that you're doing?
I'm excited. I think just for people to see it and take away the message that we're bringing to life, which hopefully what they get from it is that my favorite line from the show is one that Lindsay says, believing in yourself never goes out of style. And, you know, you see Elle go through this whole journey, and especially she's this underdog that kind of has to win over all the people around her. And along the way, she really starts believing in herself. Not that she never did, but she believes that she can be more than what she thought. And so I hope that people walk away from the show feeling happy, feeling energized from the music, and feeling like they can pursue whatever it is that makes their heart beat in this world and do it well, because they absolutely deserve to have that experience.
And I'm along the same lines. Craig actually said something in rehearsal I've just been thinking about every night, is that it's someone's first time seeing that show. From this point on, we'll have someone new in the audience. It could even be somebody's first time to Muni. And I think about Zoe and I as 5, 6, 7-year-old girls watching our stage shows for the first time. Like, we could be inspiring the next Elle Woods or the next Vivian, mm-hmm. Sitting in that audience. And so that's just something before we gear up to perform each night that I'm thinking about. So I'm giving my best performance so that they see that they can do that 10, 15 years down the line.
I'm excited for this cast. We've got, for the last 7 weeks, the staff has been telling these people how wonderful they are and how great they are. And so now, on that first closing, or that first opening night after Bows, when you get to see the audience reaction and just understand how truly special this show is, I can't wait for that feeling that the two of you get, because you've done so much work and the whole cast has done so much work to get to this point. And it's just truly a great show. I think that all audience members will enjoy it. And I hope that you can make it out to the Muni.
Well, thank you all so much for coming in today. I really enjoyed talking to you guys, and it sounds like a fantastic show.
Thank you.
Thank you.